During the past several weeks, Governor Cuomo has spent much of his time in upstate New York. He paddled in a whitewater rafting contest he organized in the Adirondacks to boost tourism.
Tourism is a big business for us. It's a big part of the economy. And this has great potential.
And he's been fishing on the St. Lawrence River, where he announced a fishing competition as a sporting challenge for next year. But the governor has made even more visits to the Buffalo region. Since the beginning of June, he's been there six times and held eight events, which was noted by Dottie Gallagher of the Buffalo-Niagara Partnership.
In fact, Governor, you've been here so often. I almost think it's time for you to get a place here.
In contrast, the governor has not had a single public event in New York City since July 1st. There's been good reason politically for Cuomo to lavish all of the attention on portions of upstate. While he won election in a landslide in 2010, he lost all of the counties in the westernmost part of the state. Until recently, Cuomo enjoyed sky-high approval ratings from nearly all New Yorkers in the 70 percentile range. But after he championed strict new gun control laws in January and pursued a left-leaning agenda during the legislative session, his support among upstaters has declined precipitously. In New York City, his popularity is still high, but in upstate, about half of voters say they'd prefer somebody else as governor. Cuomo's Buffalo visits reached a high point when he made three stops on the same day in late July to the region.
Whenever you get a $349 million check, it's a really good day.
The purpose? To receive money owed to local governments by the Seneca Indian Nation, which has recently settled past differences with the state. Seneca Nation President Barry Snyder presented a ceremonial oversized check in Niagara Falls.
Governor Cuomo, it's my pleasure present to you this check.
In Buffalo.
For $349 million.
And in Salamanca.
Governor Cuomo, it's my pleasure.
Governor Cuomo, for his part, made a joke. Twice.
I want you to know I plan to take a vacation to an undisclosed location, and to an undisclosed location, I will send a postcard.
The governor expressed a rare public moment of annoyance when a Buffalo TV reporter asked him whether it was necessary to hold the same event three times, all financed by the taxpayers.
It's my job to represent the people of Niagara Falls and to represent the people of Buffalo and to represent the people of Salamanca. And it's nice of you to say the people of Salamanca don't need to see the governor, or the people of Buffalo don't need to see the governor, but that's really not up to you.
Cuomo has continued his upstate travels. Heavy rains brought flooding to the Mohawk River Valley in late June and early July. Cuomo went to Oneida on July 1st, Mohawk on July 2nd, and Herkimer on July 7th and 17th.
I am going to be requesting from the President of the United States today federal disaster assistance.
The flood zone includes the site of New York's biggest gun factory, Remington Arms, in Ilion. Workers from the plant have protested the passage of the Gun Control Act.
We will not comply! We will not comply!
Even at the whitewater rafting event in the Adirondacks, resentment was reflected by a small band of protesters. Bill Fox of the Shooters Committee on Political Education traveled for hours from Western New York.
These laws he has passed is not going to save anybody. I mean, it's gone beyond guns. It really has. It's about our constitutional rights.
Undaunted, Cuomo is next heading to the Finger Lakes, where he'll be promoting New York State wines. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.